That's the sound of a much needed kettle boiling. Man, do I need a cup of cha, a cup of tea, a cup of brown gold. Actually, that's coffee, isn't it? Or is coffee black gold? I don't know. I don't care. I just need something teabag related in a cup right now. And as soon as that clicks, I'm there. Here we go. I got out of going to a christening today by volunteering to do one of a gazillion jobs I'm meant to be doing around the house. They're never as simple, are they? I mean, I've been waiting for the neighbour to come back so I can borrow some roofing ladders and get on the roof and clean some gutters. And I went out to have a look at sheds. Sheds aren't cheap if you want a good one. I've been looking online and you can find pretty much everything you want online, but I'm one of these kind of people that need to touchy-feely have a good look at what it exactly is I'm spending hundreds and hundreds of pounds on. And I found a local family company that's been going since 1974. Pauses to squeeze the tea bag. They seem pretty good. Well, I guess if you've kept a family business going since 1974 with all the changes and issues and problems that have occurred between then and now, then you must be doing something right. So I found something I like, and you know, it's probably about 50 or 60 quid more than I can get off the internet. I'm just going to pause this while I answer this private call. Please excuse me. And we're back. Where was I? Yeah, so it cost about 50, 60 quid more, but if you think about it, I kind of have met the people, I know who I'm talking to and about, and I've seen the actual product. I've spoke to somebody locally who recommends them, and I guess it's worth it. And plus, I can custom build a couple of things, like get a window put in and a little like a potting shelf kind of thing. Not that I'll be doing any potting. Let me take a slurp. As a result of being talked out of what I was previously going to do, and that's put the shed on a base of, it's got a special word for it, but it's like pressure treated wood. The woman was going on and on and on about how much better it is to put your shed on slabs. And I know that's the right way to do it, but it's so much hard work. I've cleared an area of ground, and the more I look at it, the more not very flat it is. So I've gone and got gravel, which I've already put down, 5 big bags of gravel. And I've just gone and got 10 bags of sand. Sharp sand, which just loading that into the back of Bongo Mentally, my Mazda Bongo, has done my back in. And I've now got to get it out and lay it down and rake it out. And it's an extra job that I wasn't intending to do. Why am I even telling you this? Because you don't care, really. But it's Sunday, a day of rest, and I am absolutely shattered from a late night that I shouldn't have had anyway. So I'm sure it will all be incredibly rewarding when it's all done. But being a person who works mostly just pushing pixels around, as soon as you start doing a bit of physical manual labour, you don't half feel it. I'm so out of practice manual labour wise. And I guess this is all good exercise. If I've got the strength to carry myself up a ladder later on, then I'll do the gutters as well. But I'm feeling that a good few hours of hardcore editing is just as rewarding, and you don't have to break into a sweat. I'm afraid that's the geek in me. So anyway, as soon as the shed arrives though, woohoo! It gets free installation, it's up and all going well. I can shift a load of junk out the garage and get my creative space back. Got to walk the dog as well. All these things we have to do on our day of rest. I'm glad I can take a moment and have a sup of tea. And if you're having a sup of tea, I hope it's as nice as mine.